The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Jade?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Don?
I am good. I'm good. Doing well in Joe Biden's America. How about yourself?
Hey, man, that was the best news I heard all week. I'm so proud.
Best news we've had in 4 years, probably.
Man, listen. And it's just so funny watching people, I won't say who they support, but watching them just, you know.
Having meltdowns.
Having meltdowns, or in the words of Anderson Cooper, look like an obese turtle on their back flailing in the hot sun.
Yes, so give a shout out
it's quite funny.
Everybody who took place, who participated in the process. We greatly appreciate it. And
yes, keep voting.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Cue the new day music. Look, even the sun came out as we said that.
We start off this week's episode of SmackDown extra spicy because Sasha Banks is taking on Bayley, defending her newly won SmackDown Women's title.
Mm-hmm.
But
after
Sasha makes it to the ring, we get a long video package about their history. Then the match starts. Sasha Banks runs into a kick and Bayley hits a knee strike, then a back suplex, but Sasha won't stay down. Bayley starts appealing to the ref to call the match. We get a crippler crossface from Bayley to Sasha Banks. Banks crawls to the ropes and counters into a jackknife pin for a near fall. Both women are on the apron. Banks avoids a charging Bayley, and Bayley runs into the post. Sasha Banks takes over. She hits a backstabber. She transforms that into the bank statement, and Bayley has to tap. And we have a momentous occasion here because Sasha Banks has defended her first ever women's title.
Yes.
Sasha retains title defense number one under her belt after 5 years on the main roster.
They don't do her right, and they better do right by her. I'm just saying.
This was good. I mean, Bayley and Sasha do what they do. They get in there and they have matches that call back to their old matches, and
they tear the house down. Yeah, like they do what they have to do.
They just do what they do. After the match, Sasha is celebrating when Carmella runs in with the super kick at the top of the ramp. We get an X factor from Carmella, and she stands tall. So I guess we have our new challenger for the SmackDown Women's title. It'll be Carmella and her new untouchable gimmick. So
I don't even understand how new Carmella is different than old Carmella, other than the new wardrobe change, which I don't know what was going on with that. But yeah, I don't even know.
That pretty much sums that analysis up. In the back, Kevin Owens comes up to Jey Uso at catering. Kevin Owens jokes about Jey getting Roman's coffee. Jey takes exception, but Kevin Owens tries to smooth things over by bringing up them being a team at Survivor Series. We get a recap of Carmella's attack on Sasha Banks. We go to the back where Kayla is with Jey Uso. They show a video of Jey hurting Daniel Bryan last week to earn his spot on the Survivor Series team. Kayla asks Jey to explain himself. He says he did what he had to do, and while Brian might be a friend, he's not family. Paul Heyman shows up and asks if Roman authorized this interview. He knows that he didn't, and he says it must end. Jay asks why Kayla is still throwing shade as he walks off. Because like when Paul Heyman was like, yo, this interview is over, come on, we got to go talk to Roman. Kayla was like, looks like Paul Heyman got more standing in the family than you do. Jay was like, why you got to be throwing shade though, Kayla?
Kayla gonna end up in the ring. Kayla do be throwing shade at everybody though.
She was
not just Jay.
Fashion cast. She was looking good in her yellow jumpsuit with the flared out bell bottom legs. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to look this jumpsuit up. I didn't even see it.
Yeah, it was real good. Rey Mysterio was trying to call his daughter Aaliyah. He can't get a hold of her. Baron Corbin jumps him in the back. They're matching.
Baron Corbin is he's still a thing, huh?
Oh yeah, Baron Corbin.
Forgot he was still there. When you see him, like, wait, did we see him last week?
No.
Or the week before?
This week before, I think. Jay and Paul Heyman are in the back outside of Roman's suite. Paul says Jay needs to get permission to cut interviews. Jay wants to go talk to Roman, and Paul says he'll bring him along when Roman is ready. Roman comes out and asks Jay why he's on set, why he's even talking to Kayla. He tells Jay there's a chain of command, and he needs to get permission from either him or Paul if he wants to do those things. Roman asks...
Did Jay say yes, Dad?
No. Roman asks about Kevin Owens disrespecting Jay. Jay tries to play it off, but Roman won't let Jay. Roman says he won't let Jay himself or their family be insulted like that. He asks if Jay will let that slide. Jay doesn't think he will. Roman asks why Paul couldn't get in front of this. He's here to handle things so Roman doesn't have to. Paul understands. Then Roman sends Paul after Adam Pearce. He says they're going to handle this Kevin Owen issue tonight.
Roman Corleone.
Yeah, he is up there big bossing for real this week.
Wait, so does that make Jay Sonny?
No.
No, because Sonny got shot up.
Yeah, Jay would be more like Fredo.
Yeah, well, Fredo, we see what happened to Fredo at the end.
Yeah. I'm smart. Yeah. Sonny, his bravado got him killed.
You're right.
Yeah. Another good segment with Roman and Jay and Paul. Just Roman just laying it in thick on, you know, falling in line and being in lockstep and chain of command and everything. That was pretty good. Rey Mysterio with Dominic versus King Corbin. This is a Survivor Series qualifying match. King Corbin blindsides Dominic on the outside. Rey lands a kick followed by a crossbody to the outside. Back in the ring, Corbin cuts off Rey. Corbin tries a powerbomb, but Rey counters and hits the 619. Seth Rollins then jumps Dominic to prevent Rey from winning. Aaliyah and Murphy, they show up. Rey yells at Murphy, and by the time Rey's back in the ring, he walks right into the end of days. And Baron Corbin gets the win, and he is now a part of the Survivor Series team.
Can we, like, petition to stop this storyline?
Oh, but wait, there's more. You gotta hold on. You haven't. This is just the beginning.
Oh Lord, no, Don. We've been in this storyline for months, and I can't. We are not at the beginning anymore.
I mean,
we all thought we were at the end when the draft happened, and then they drafted Rey Mysterio to SmackDown 2, and everybody was like, oh my, we are not at the beginning. We are stuck in an abyss, and we cannot get out.
We get an announcement that Kevin Owens and Jey Uso will have a match later in the evening. Now it's time for a triple threat Survivor Series qualifying match between the women. It's Natalya, Zelina Vega, and Ruby Riott. Natalya rolls up Zelina Vega. Zelina Vega counters with a roll up, but gets countered into the sharpshooter. Vega crosses the ropes, but there's no DQ or no rope breaks in the triple threat, so that won't help. Ruby Riott dives in for an armbar onto Zelina Vega. Natalya bails on the sharpshooter, but Ruby doesn't let go of her submission, and when Zelina Vega taps out, Ruby Riot is the winner.
Go ahead, Ruby, with your new haircut.
Oh, yes. Fashion cast. How do you like it?
I love it. It looks good on her. She looked like, I think I saw somebody, I don't know who it was on Twitter, say she got a son named Jaden or something. I don't know. It was something along those lines. I remember who it was that said that.
Yeah, it does look good, though. Looks really tight.
It looks good on her, yeah.
So I guess they're trying to, get Ruby Riot back up and going again. She's had kind of a start and stop kind of return since she's come back from the double shoulder surgery. So, wow. Yeah, so we'll see what this leads to going forward for her and Liv Morgan as well. In the back, Big E is playing Trivial Pursuit with production people. That's when the Street Profits show up with a Big E Rocks chant. They invite him to hang out later. Big E says he will, but he won't help them prepare for their match with Kofi and Woods. They all share a laugh about the way Big E said that. So, Billie Kay shows up as Big E leaves. She gives her headshot and resume to the Street Profits. So it's basically like, she's trying to find like a spot. They tell her that they were on Raw at the same time she was and hand her back her resume and headshot and leave.
Oh, Lord. Why do people break them up?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Why he break them up and then put Peyton back in a tag team?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's like, what? It's like, I could see if Billie Kay and somebody got into a tag team and then Peyton was on her own, then I could understand, okay, I see why they broke them up. But with
there's no rhyme or reason to his thinking.
Right, but with Peyton being in a tag team now, it's like, you could have just kept rocking with what you had.
People just like to shake things up just for the sake of doing it.
We get a video package about the Seth Rollins, Murphy, and Mysterio saga.
Again.
Seth Rollins comes out next. Ray, Dominik, and Aaliyah are all watching a TV in the back at that awkward WWE angle. Seth Rollins.
Yes, who watches TV like that?
So everybody can fit in the camera shot. WWE Survivor Series qualifying match between Seth Rollins and Otis. Rollins blocks a splash, but he jumps into a fallaway slam. We get an avalanche from Otis, and he sets up for the finish to Caterpillar, but Murphy gets up on the apron to distract Otis. Murphy and Rollins share a look. Otis chases Murphy off of the apron, and Rollins lands a super kick, followed by the stomp, and Seth Rollins defeats Otis, and Seth Rollins is now part of the SmackDown Survivor Series team.
So Murphy out here helping Seth win again? They friends again?
Yeah. There seems to be something nefarious going on here. Commentary wonders if Murphy has seen the light again as we head to the break. Murphy's in the back when we come back, and Rollins walks up to him and says he knows he saw something with Murphy. He wants Murphy to confirm the longing look in his eyes. Murphy confirms that the Messiah and disciple relationship is back. Rollins is happy and reminds Murphy that he accepts him and welcomes him home. Aaliyah then comes up as Seth Rollins walks off. She's mad at Murphy for helping Seth Rollins. Murphy says she needs to trust him. He says this is for the greater good, and she seems receptive to his message.
I'm going to brainwash her too.
Yeah, so we don't know if he's about to try to do the old Trojan horse where he tries to infiltrate from within.
Right, from within the belly of the beast.
Right, but we'll see what Murphy has up his sleeve. Then we get a sit-down interview between Michael Cole and Lars Sullivan.
Why? Again, we don't feel sorry for Lars Sullivan.
Nope. Kevin Owens gets interviewed by Caleb right before the match. He says that things got out of hand, but he can't help but speak his mind, and if anyone has a problem with him, so be it. What Roman made Jay do last week was also out of hand, and Jay can justify however he wants. Owens has done a lot of questionable things as well, but he chose them while Jay isn't his own man. Mm. Brings us to our main event of the evening, Jay Uso versus Kevin Owens.
Listen, you can't argue with the results. This might be the most effective, most aggressive Jey Uso's been in his entire career.
And I'm not going to argue that, Corey. I'm not going to argue that at all. Jey Uso's never looked this good.
And we talk about it week after week. What wins championships? Aggression. The willingness to go the extra mile.
What wins Universal
instinct.
Championships? Aggression. Nice kick by Jey Uso.
Exactly. And Roman is simply trying to teach his family the ways.
And Owens now sending Uso into the corner. Looking for a pop-up power bomb. Leapfrog, though, by Jay. And there's the super kick up underneath the chin. And now Jey Uso. Oh, my God, with a neck breaker. Cover. Is it enough? Hook of the leg on KO. And he kicks out at two.
And again, Jey Uso within a half a second of earning the victory.
Well, Corey, and also let's remember something. These two men are going to be teammates on the SmackDown Survivor Series team in 2 weeks.
You're absolutely right, Cole. But guess what? Jey Uso and Roman Reigns will be forever. Cousins, family. This is simply trial by fire from the Universal Champion for his own bloodline.
And now what does Jey Uso do? With Owens struggling to make it back to his feet, Jey Uso is going to go up to the top rope. Kevin Owens is back to his feet as well, and he meets Uso with the right hand. This has been a physical battle, a slugfest.
Jey Uso was doing his best to scale the ropes. Uso beat him to it. Great agility from Jey.
Able to roll through. Pop-up powerbomb!
Oh, no.
But Uso able to roll toward the ropes. Owens hooks the leg, but Uso just gets his foot. Paul Heyman screaming at the official. The official realizing that. Owens thought he had the win. Uso got his foot on the bottom rope. Oh, and Jey Uso with a blatant low blow. Everybody was distracted by the music of the Universal Champion. And a headbutt low blow by Uso, followed by a super kick. Owens is down and out. And it's all Jey Uso.
Here comes the exclamation point.
The frog splash. A disgusting victory for Uso tonight.
Here is your winner, Jey Uso.
I said it once, I'll say it again. Trial by fire.
Jey Uso and Roman Reigns got their feelings across to Kevin Owens tonight and the rest of WWE. Friends are not blood. Family is forever.
Oh, Roman didn't tell Jey to make Kevin understand.
No. There's no post-match beatdown this week.
Oh, so no gang fights. Okay.
No. Just
good old fashioned wrestling.
Yeah, just a visual of Roman and Jey, like, you know, becoming more and more solidified.
Listen, Corleone family is running SmackDown now.
This was a little bit lacking compared to some recent SmackDowns we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have as much, wasn't quite as high on the entertainment factor, I thought, for my personal choice, as we've had in the past couple of weeks. But, you know, it was effective for what they needed to do. The main story is still coming together. You see Jey Uso becoming more and more receptive to what's going on between him and Roman and Paul. Even though they're still trying to, like, fine-tune it a little bit with them, you know, having to ask for permission to do interviews and things like that. Good touch.
I think this one was more of a story-building week.
Right. But they still ain't building enough story towards Survivor Series. Like, you got this big match between the two champions, and they haven't really addressed each other yet.
Maybe that's coming this week. Maybe we get the invade, because it, like, Survivor Series, we got, what, 2 more weeks?
Right.
So maybe the invasions start this week. I don't know. This is Vince McMahon we're talking about. You just never know.
Yeah, it's a tough situation when they try to do this cross-branded pay-per-view, but also keep their storylines, try to keep their separate storylines going at the same time. It just makes Survivor Series not seem that important.
Yeah. Look, it's 2020 and it's a pandemic. Anything goes.
Just making up things on the fly, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Did you happen to catch a Hulu or YouTube version of Monday Night Raw?
I watched Monday Night Raw up until... At some point, I was like, this is still on. And it felt like it had been like 5 hours, but it only been like 90 minutes. And I can't remember what match I stopped at. I think I saw all of it. Oh, okay. So I got all the way to the main event. It was Miz and
Morrison.
Or was it Morrison?
It was both of them. It was a handicap match.
Yeah. So I did see the whole thing. Okay. Yes.
Anything that you clear to that stood out to you, or you care to remember or rehab?
That's the part I have to remember. Okay, so it's so long, you just like start forgetting stuff. The Cedric. Hurt. Cedric. Okay, the promo, this New Day and Hurt Business promo was very good. It was very good.
You like Xavier Woods calling Bobby Lashley an old man?
Yes, and the whole 8 second joke, that was funny. And then I love their banter back and forth, like MVP on the mic, and then Kofi and Xavier. That was a top tier promo. Mm-hmm. They need to have a freestyle battle. Yeah, that'd be good. MVP, I mean, that's, you know, TikTok. He could, I believe he could rap.
Yeah, he does a little something.
See? I think that's all I remember from, I blocked out the rest of it.
Ricochet and Tucker got beat up by Retribution.
Oh, that's right. And they broke up Heavy Machinery because of what? To make turn Tucker into a jobber. I didn't even recognize Tucker when the, we came back from commercial. I was like, oh, who is this? Oh, that's Tucker. He ain't no entrance music, no nothing.
Yeah, significant downgrade for him. let's see what else. Was this the Keith Lee, Sheamus? Was this that night they did their little three-way thing? I had to go back and look at my notes.
See, because there's just so much happening on Raw, you forget stuff.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it is. Oh, Alexa Bliss and Randy Orton and them, they keep messing with between Drew McIntyre and Randy and Orton and the Fiend. They got that triangle going on. Alexa Bliss is getting weirder and weirder.
Yes, and the Firefly Funhouse, I don't remember what it was about this week, but I think somebody died.
Jeff Hardy and Elias, guitar on the pole match.
Okay, that was stupid.
Nia Jax.
So the point of the match was, okay, you get the guitar, you hit the person, it should be over. Not you get the guitar, you hit him, and you still got to pin him.
Lana tried to cost Nia and Shayna the tag team titles and then had to face Nia in a singles match later on in the night. Yeah, that was a triple threat between Sheamus, Braun, and Keith Lee. That's pretty good and hard hitting.
What happened to Raw Underground? Did they lose the budget?
Yeah, once the last outbreak happened, they was just like, it's over.
Dang.
Yeah, that sucks, right? Because just when it was starting to finally like get a little bit of traction, it's gone.
Man, we can't never have nice things.
The match of the night, New Day versus Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin on Monday Night Raw. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, that was good. I liked that. I liked seeing New Day in action. I like that. Look, I'm a Hurt Business fan. I love that those brothers are getting so much TV time. I'm here for it. Vince better not break them up.
Not in the near future for sure.
Yeah.
In the very near future for sure.
Because, right. I mean, let's keep it real. All the people of color are carrying Raw right now. It's New Day, Hurt Business, Asuka. Actually, all the people of color are carrying SmackDown, too.
Yes. See,
it's always up to us.
Yes.
Always up to us.
We've turned the corner here when it comes to who's getting pushed and how important they are to the show.
Yep.
I am looking forward to next week's SmackDown. Hopefully, we'll get, like you said, some interaction with Monday Night Raw. Maybe there'll be some shenanigans, some people coming in from the back. Because, you know, the last couple of times we've had invasions, they've made major stars out of people. It's Becky Lynch. She got her nose broke and got the concussion and she was bleeding. That created the man character. Then last year, it was Keith Lee with NXT, came in and did the invasion on SmackDown, and Keith Lee kind of was a standout. So who will it be this year when we have our invasion? Who's going to find themselves standing out above the crowd?
Binky, you know why?
Why?
Because she is the EST of WWE.
That is a very good possibility that that could happen.
Yes.
She comes over to Raw and has a face-off with Nia Jax and does something incredible to Nia Jax. That's all it would take. And everybody would be like, oh, man, who is that girl right there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Let's go, Biggie.
All right, Miss Jade Stamax, I'm going to turn it over to you at this time for your shout-outs and thank yous.
I would like to shout out our whole WrestleCast crew, of course. And a special shout out to Wesley, though, and Madame Lizette, because they have been encouraging my Hamilton obsession, which started on Tuesday. And so now we have wrestling and Hamilton to bond over. And to my co-host, Don, thank you, sir, for a lovely week again, recapping SmackDown.
Thank you, Ms. Jade Stamax, for joining us. Give a shout out to you. Give a shout out to Ms. Didi Jonet. I hope she's doing well and celebrating the new presidential and vice presidential candidates. Give a shout out to Sam and Mozart underscore Reese and Greg and Classic and Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs. Give a shout out to Ms. Simi and Anwar Starwin and Mo to the underscore, and also Terry's Boy and Madam Lizette and Jupiter Julep and What Sleep Though, and everybody who joins us each and every week for the hashtag SmackDown Matters. Be sure to check out the Patreon page over at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Check out me and Miss Simi each and every week as we review AEW Dynamite. Be sure to check out the free episode of the Patreon page that we released where we previewed Full Gear that took place this weekend and also reviewed this past week's Go Home episode of AEW Dynamite. So if you're subscribed to the WrestleCast feed, it should have shown up in your podcast app. Take a listen. And if you like, become a patron and subscribe and get that show each and every week. Also, subscribe, go over to CSPN.us, click on a tab that says Keep Our Podcast Free, do some shopping through one of our sponsors to help keep the podcast free each and every week, so there will be no charge to you for this great content. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Adios.
Maybe this next one. Could you see her as being the next?
Excuse me for just 1 second. Can I know what the hell's going on here? Can I know why I'm not sitting in this chair and Paul Heyman is sitting in my chair right now? Why the co-host of Talking Smack is not the co-host of Talking Smack tonight? while the champion of the people, the Intercontinental Champion, that had a contract to sit in this chair tonight, why am I not here, Kayla? I want to know from you because you, I know what you've been up to. I know what you've
been up to.
For weeks and weeks and weeks. You've had problems with me.
No.
You've been mocking me. You came out here doing a little dance dressed as me the other week. You're talking about the coffee I like to drink. You're talking about my filtered water bottle. You're making fun of me. You have no respect. And that is the problem around here. It's not just you. Nobody seems to have respect for the Intercontinental Champion and the Intercontinental Championship. So I want to know, Kayla, how did you, is this your doing?
It's not my, absolutely not.
This is not your
last
doing.
Last week, I thought I was, that was like us bonding. I would never have done this. This goes way above my pay grade, Sammy. Listen, maybe he has something. He is a little conniving.
I'm asking you man to man.
I'll tell you man to man.
I'll tell you man to man.
Right now in front of everybody. Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Look you straight in the eyes. Her idea.
Wow.
Is that right?
Her idea.
Her idea.
I didn't even want this job.
Paul Heyman.
I didn't even want this
reputed
job.
Reputed truth teller Paul Heyman is telling me that it was you, right? Yes?
I am special counsel to the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns.
That's got
me. I will
something.
Tell you, it's a 24/7, 365 job. Okay? I'm too busy for this. I didn't want this job. She sent me two memos. One, congratulations on being the new co-host of Talking Smack.
She actually said, listen, guys, number two,
she said, thank God I got rid of Sami Zayn.
Are you really believing him right now? Look, there's a time and a place for this discussion. Sammy, if you want to take this up with me after Talking Smack,
would I? Have I ever?
Well, yes.
Okay, but I'm not doing it now.
Look, here's my overarching issue. Whether it was you, whether it was Heyman, whether it was the powers that be, well, whoever it was, I am getting very tired of being suppressed, of having my voice when I am the voice of the people of this entire, I represent every country on every continent with this championship. I am a man of the people. I am the champion of the people. And I can't even get my position on Talking Smack. I couldn't even buy a minute of television time the other night on SmackDown. I wasn't even on the program. The champion, the Intercontinental Champion, wasn't even on the program.
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
And this has nothing to do with
that. That is wrong. And you know why? It's because they're trying to suppress me. They're trying to hold me down. That's fine. But I'm going to show them. I'm going to show everybody. And especially I'm going to show Bobby Lashley. Okay, because there's this big match at Survivor Series that maybe he's not taking seriously. Maybe the powers that be are not taking seriously. Maybe they think I can't hang with Bobby Lashley. And look, you've seen him. He's big. He's strong. He's very imposing. But he represents a championship which represents one country.
Yes.
The United States, which I'm not even going to touch. Fish in a barrel. I'm not even going to touch it. I'm not even going to touch that. I'm going to move right past it. But I represent every country on every continent. And it's Survivor Series. The people will me to victory. Keep that seat warm for me, Paul. Okay? This is not a permanent thing.
Oh, I understand.
Sammy, thank you.
I'll be back.
I will make sure
that I will be back.
Great.
I will live in your head, Missy.
I'm